While the governor's race has been the main topic of conversation heading up to Election Day, there are some proposed amendments to the state constitution on the ballot, too. WUWF's Bob Barrett has more.
Voters will be saying yay or nay to three amendments this year. It's Amendment 2 that's getting most of the attention. That's the proposal to allow the use of medical marijuana in the state. Mary Gutierrez, co-president of the League of Women Voters, Pensacola Bay Area, talks about Amendment 2.
That would allow for medical use of marijuana for individuals with diseases as determined by a Florida physician, licensed Florida physician. And it allows caregivers to assist patients' medical use of marijuana. And the Department of Health would be tasked with registering and regulating the centers that produce and distribute the marijuana for medical purposes.
The Department of Health would also issue identification cards to patients and caregivers. For more on this amendment, you can go to wuwf.org. Amendment 1 on this year's ballot would dedicate money to acquire and restore Florida conservation and recreation lands. It essentially takes the funding of the State Land Acquisition Trust Fund out of the hands of the legislature and sets up an automatic money source for the fund for the next 20 years.
And it has been estimated that it would raise approximately $525 million a year for 20 years, which is less than 1% of the Florida's annual budget.
Gutierrez says the money for the fund had been under the control of the legislature, which has at times diverted it to other uses. This amendment would guarantee the fund is used for its original purpose. It would also not cost the state any additional money.
It is not a new tax, nor is it a raising of an existing tax. It's just taking a certain percentage of dock stamps associated with the purchase of real estate and a portion of it, 33% of that, will go towards this fund.
There have been concerns, particularly from people in the panhandle, that the money would be used mostly in South Florida.
There is some concerns about the focus on whether it's going to be primarily South Florida, you know, because, you know, obviously the Everglades is one of those sensitive, ecologically sensitive areas that, you know, should probably get some additional funding. But it's going to be also up to the people, us as a community, and as the municipalities, whether it's the city or the county, to recognize and identify ecologically sensitive areas.
The Land Acquisition Trust Fund was established in 1963. If Amendment 1 is passed, it's estimated that $648 million would go to the fund in fiscal year 2015-16. The third amendment on the ballot has to do with the appointment of judges on the Florida Supreme Court and District Courts of Appeal. Rosemary Hayes Thomas is a past co-president of the Pensacola League of Women Voters.
If a judicial vacancy occurs on the same day that the governorship is changing, at this time, the outgoing governor is able to set in motion the nominating process, but he is not enabled to make the appointee. The appointment is made to the court by the incoming governor from the list that is provided by the nominating commission.
So if I understand, the outgoing governor can say, okay, committee, get me some nominees, and then he's done.
Yes. At this time, that's the way it has operated.
And an advisory decision from the Florida Supreme Court in 2006 affirmed this. There are members of the legislature who want to change that to let the outgoing governor make those appointments. And that's what this amendment would allow.
The outgoing governor would not only start the selection process, but also would make the nomination. And then the rest of the state would, and the new governor would have to live with it.
Hayes Thomas says supporters of the amendment say it would shorten the time between justices, lightening the workload. However, there is already a remedy in place for that potential problem.
For example, the Chief Justice can request a retired justice to come back and serve temporarily while this nominating and selection process is going on. So that has not really proven to be a problem before, the length of vacancies.
If Amendment 3 does pass, it would not go into effect until after the present governor does or does not change hands. In fact, the next time this situation would present itself would be in 2019, when four justices are expected to retire on the same day a new governor may take office. For the record, the League of Women Voters is strongly recommending voting yes on Amendment 1, has no official position on Amendment 2, and is recommending voting no on Amendment 3. As they say, your mileage may vary. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.